Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Crime Fighters. The series we're starting today is called Silent Cries. It was written by Pinado Abdu Wabba, and it's a story of life, love, crime, and justice in a small African community called Lambu. Life in Lambu is simple, and people live modestly, but they're not without their secrets, as we will soon find out. This first episode is entitled Surprise at the Police Station. Let's start by meeting the Garu family who lives in the village. It's a family of five, Mr. Tarka Garu, his wife Bintu, and their three daughters Ramatu, Amina, and Asiya. They're just about to start their day.
Girls, breakfast is ready.
We're coming. Amina, give me my bag. I want to pack my school books.
You have to change me for it.
Oh, Amina, I'm not in the mood. Please.
Come on, Asiya.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on here?
Good morning, Ramatu. Your sisters are being wild as usual. Stop it, girls. Stop it. Amina, give your sister her bag and get dressed for school. Both of you.
Yeah, she said you bring my bag.
Okay, no. Here's your bag.
Okay, Mama. Come on, Amina. Hurry up.
Ramatu, are you leaving already?
Yes, I have to hurry to get to university.
But you haven't had anything to eat yet. Won't you even wait for your sisters?
No, Mama, I'm already late. I want to catch the next bus, otherwise I'll miss the first class. It's literature, you know how much I like it.
Oh, my big girl.
Bye, Mama.
Bye. Oh, what a morning.
Bintu? Bintu?
Yes?
I'm going out. I'd like to have an early lunch.
Not even a good morning? Taka, have you left some money so I can buy food for lunch?
Money, huh? All you do is ask for money and material things.
Huh?
What about those bits and pieces you sell? Take some of that money.
But...
That is what you do to pay Ramatu's fees for that stupid university of hers, isn't it?
But Taka...
I can't believe you have the nerve to ask for more money, you heartless woman. You want to kill me?
What have I done to you? Why do you speak to me with such hatred?
Get out of my way, you stupid woman. I don't have time for this.
Ouch, Taka, you're hurting me. What have I done to deserve all this?
Where was that crime report again?
Let me see.
What? It's you, Amza. But what?
Good morning, Inspector Bruce. Look, it's a baby. In a box. I found it just outside the police station. Didn't you see it when you came in this morning?
A baby? I didn't see anything. I got here very early to follow up on the case of a missing cow.
Someone must have left it here after you arrived. Oh, baby. Oh, shh. It's all right. It's all right, little one. Let me take you out of that box. Oh, come here. Shh. Oh, shh.
Who could have done this, Aunt? I mean, you've been working with women a lot. What do you think?
I'm as amazed as you are. I have no idea.
It's falling asleep.
Poor thing. It's so small. It can't be more than a few days old, right? My sister gave birth a month ago, and her son is much bigger than this child.
Amza, you take care of the baby. I think this falls within the scope of your duties.
Huh? I'm not even going to answer that. But I will take care of the baby. It will be hungry when it wakes up again. And I suggest we start looking for someone who can look after it for the next few days, just in case.
You're right. I suggest you start doing that. I'll talk to the people in the village and ask them who gave birth recently. Let's see if we can find anything out, huh?
Oh, shh. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Shh. Who could have done this? And why?
Hmm.
Thank you, Dio, for driving me home.
Ah, Paparamatu. Isn't that what friends are for?
I would have got back much later if I hadn't met you by the city gate. Although, actually, I don't mind coming home late. My house is no fun for me right now.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. A man needs his privacy sometimes.
Exactly. But my wife, Bintu, just doesn't understand that. Like, I have to tell her everything.
What were you doing in the city anyway? Some secret business?
No. I got a call about a job, but by the time I got there, they'd already hired someone.
Yeah. Jobs are hard to come by these days. Just be patient.
It's not easy, Dio. Things are hard. Yeah. I have 3 kids to feed, and Bintu isn't making life any easier for me.
Women. May God help us.
Yeah.
They never want to do what you tell them. They always want to have their own way.
Exactly. That's why I have to show her that I'm the one wearing the trousers.
Oh. Take it easy, my friend. No need to pay it so much attention. Women will always be women. It's in their DNA.
Thanks again for the ride. Good night, Dio.
All right, good night, my friend.
Stop it, Amina. Stop tickling me.
You started it, Asiya.
Shh, keep quiet. I have to finish reading this book before class tomorrow. Why aren't you two in bed yet anyway?
It's okay, Ramatu. Your sisters did the dishes. I told them they could play for a little while afterwards.
I see. Is Papa not coming home tonight?
I don't know. Ah, that must be him.
Shh. Asiya, we have to be quiet now.
Yes, I know.
Hello.
Good evening, Papa.
Hello, Papa.
Taka, you're back. We've already eaten, but your dinner is on the table.
I'm not hungry.
What? You mean you're not going to eat it? After all the effort I put into cooking for you? You even said early lunch, and now you're coming back at bedtime. Where have you been?
Who are you? The chief interrogator?
Huh?
Why would that be any concern of yours? I don't think I owe you an explanation. I thought there was no money for food anyway.
Oh, no.
Not again.
You girls should be asleep already. Ramatu, put your sisters to bed.
Yes, okay. Papa. Come on, you two. Here we go.
Okay.
Get in.
Why are they fighting again, Ramatu?
Shh. Lie down and go to sleep.
I can't sleep now.
Me neither.
Are you having an affair? Is that where you're coming from at this hour?
Drop it, Bintu.
But what if he beats Mama again? We have to help her.
And do what exactly? Beat Papa?
Shh.
Taka, answer me. You know I love you. I do everything I can to make our marriage happy.
Well, I don't love you, Bintu. I hate you. Get out of my way before you make me do something you'll regret.
Taka, please. Why can't we just sit down and talk like we used to? No, Taka!
Bintu, what should we do?
Shh, don't cry. I'm sure this will stop soon. At least, I hope so. Shh.
Tarka Garu has just walked out on his wife, leaving her in tears, and his children are confused, unhappy, and hurt. Meanwhile, the officers at the village police station haven't got a clue who left the baby on their doorstep that morning. And this isn't going to be their only case. Join us again next time to hear how the story continues. Until then, you can visit our website dw.com/crimefighters or join us for a discussion on Facebook. Bye for now.